talk about some stories that are really impacting our community here. We're talking about like a fake doctor, bogus nurse, phony surgeon, all of this uncovered by a colleague of yours.
ABC 15's Dave Biskoving works for our investigators unit. He's been following these stories now for years, and every time that we find a shocking one, we find one that's even more shocking, and it's just incredible what we've uncovered, and now, finally, we may have the opportunity to actually take some action and do something about this. Dave's joining us right now. Dave, tell us what you got coming up. Well, tell us a little bit about the background
backstory,
here first, because this all started with one guy, and then it sort of ballooned from there.
Yeah, it really did. Thanks for having me on, guys. So back in January of 2017, already so almost 2 years ago, we went undercover and we exposed a guy calling himself Dr. Craig. Dr. Craig wasn't a doctor, but we had found that for a decade, he had been reported to different health boards or law enforcement agencies at least 5 different times and never stopped. And so we went undercover and we forced the issue, and now he's in prison for 8 years. And so after that, we decided to look at how did this happen?
Right.
And then how many people are out there like him? And I think the answer to both those questions was something that we never really expected. It's so pervasive and it's so shocking that fake doctors, fake nurses, fake psychologists,
how pervasive is this, though,
and
Dave?
You wouldn't think that that's possible.
You say that this is shocking. I mean, is it one doctor here, one doctor there, or is there a real problem in Arizona that is not being tackled by the people who are supposed to be regulating this?
Yeah, it's far more. It's not just one here or there. We found there are 130 people that have been officially questioned, found. Did unlicensed healthcare in some field, whether it's doctor or psychologist or dentistry, and that's a 5-year period, and that's what we found that was documented. And so we were asking, you know, law enforcement sources that have worked on similar cases, and they're like, listen, that's just the tip of it. There's far more out there than you even found. But just think about that, 130 fake medical professionals in a 5-year period that we could find documentation on or that we exposed ourselves. And that's pretty shocking. And,
yeah.
And so the system, it doesn't know what to do with them. Like, you have health boards that say, oh, that's not our responsibility because we don't have jurisdiction over licensed people. And then you have law enforcement agencies that don't know what to do with these cases. And they say, call the health boards. And
so who's
people get ping-pong back and forth.
There's 2 dozen medical boards in the state, Dave. And isn't it the job of these medical boards to police these guys and put them out of business, take away their licensing in the state if they don't have the qualifications?
I think it's going to be, and that's kind of what we're getting into for tonight. But the states, it should be a shared responsibility between the state boards and law enforcement, right? So state boards, their job is to license people. But if someone comes to them and says, hey, I got information about a fake doctor, they shouldn't be able to say, hey, you need to go call the police or call someone else. They should really be required to take that complaint, document it, vet it out, and forward that information to law enforcement. We shouldn't be putting pressure on the public trying to do the right thing and report this. We're a victim. Our state agencies should be taking that responsibility. So it really is something that they need to be forced to do, because many of them, outside of maybe the nursing board, has not taken this issue very seriously.
We're talking to ABC investigative reporter Dave Biskoving. He's talking about unlicensed healthcare workers that have been caught here in Arizona. He's been working on this story a little shy of 2 years. It's been quite in depth and at length. So tell us where we are now. What's new in this story 2 years later, Dave?
So we launched a 6-part documentary series in December, and because of that, 2 things are happening. First, last week, Governor Ducey put out an executive order saying, hey, no more rulemaking, no more rules or policies for government or state boards, except I want the state health boards to look at how they handle unlicensed complaints, imposter complaints, and fix this, and get me a report on what you're doing about this by the end of May.
Hmm.
Well, then this week, Representative Nancy Bartow, who chairs the State Health Committee, introduced a bill that says, you know what, I want this bill to force health boards to do a bunch of different things. And the number one thing to do is they have to take responsibility for this. No longer can you claim not to have jurisdiction. It is your responsibility that if someone comes to you with information about an imposter, you have to assume responsibility for that, look into it, post that person's name out there and then refer it to law enforcement. So they're trying to take any of the wiggle room out of this and just eliminate the holes where this stuff, where these people fall through.
Dave, Nancy Bartow chairs this committee, so as the chair of the committee and being a Republican with a Republican majority, is there optimism that the legislature will at least pass something to force these boards to do so? And if so, do they actually provide the resources for them to do so? Because it seems like everybody is not only talking about jurisdiction, but we're talking about hundreds of medical professionals here. That's going to take some money to try to weed them out and ultimately put them out of business if they're practicing illegally?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think she's now Representative Bartow. She was Senator Bartow before. She's been, you know, in the legislature for quite a while, and as the chair of the Health Committee, she's going to get this bill heard. And so I was talking to kind of some sources, you know, around the Capitol and also in some of the health boards, and they really don't see who would stick their name out in opposition of this. Because how could you? We don't want to stop fake doctors from running around and let them continue to slip through the cracks and treat people. And so when it comes to the resource issue, you know, there's like 20 health boards, right? And some of the boards, the nursing board particularly, they already do this. And they don't see it as a ton of extra work. They get these complaints. They verify it as the person that's being told is they're being told about as a fake nurse. They check their database, and then they put out a cease and desist letter, notify the attorney general's office, who has a special health care fraud
team. Expecting some pushback, right? I mean, at some point.
What'd you say?
You're expecting some pushback from some of these boards, and ultimately we're going to have to see whether the legislation has enough teeth to force them to take some action. Dave?
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what boards may speak out, honestly, if any. The pushback on my story, other than from the dental board, has been zero. And the dental board has had, was pushed back is because they allowed a dentist to falsify his anesthesia credentials in practice for years.